When a Muslim is afflicted with a difficulty of any sort, be it the loss of a loved one or any other hardship, and he or she bears it patiently, then Allah Rabbul Izzah will reward him or her for their patience. It is narrated in a narration by Abdullah radiallahu anhu that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man azza musaban falahu mithlu ajrihi." Whoever consoles an afflicted person will receive the same reward as the sufferer will upon his sabr. So if you console the person with the right words, you will receive the same reward they are receiving for their patience. Nothing causes greater grief than the loss of a loved one. And do you find yourself lost for words when you have to meet someone who has lost a loved one? Today I would like to share with you a few tips on what to say and what not to say. Let me begin with those things that one should avoid. Number one, do not say, "I know how you're feeling," because you don't. Unless you've been in exactly the same situation. Then too, every person deals with grief differently and you don't truly know what they are feeling. You may be attempting to empathize, but it may come across as you minimizing the experience. Number two, don't say, at least she lived a long life. Many people die young. At least she wasn't suffering. At least you have other children. At least you spent the last days with her. Do not force gratitude on the person. You're trying to force them to look at the positive when they're feeling terrible. Just acknowledge the situation that it's bad enough and validate their feelings. Number three, do not give instructions like "be strong, be patient." Rather say, "May Almighty Allah grant you patience. The world that the person knows has been rocked and they are in a very vulnerable space." Number four, avoid saying things like "just give it time, time heals," or "stop crying," or "you shouldn't feel that way." All of this indicates towards you dismissing or undermining what the person is feeling. Let the person feel what they are feeling. So what are the things that you could say this time? At this time, number one, say less and listen more. You can say things like, "I'm so sorry for your loss. I wish I had the right words. Just know I care. I'm always just a phone call away." Number two, make dua for the deceased. عَذَّمَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكَ وَأَحْسَنَ عَزَاكَ وَغَفَرَ لِمَيْتِكَ. May Allah increase your reward and grant you good consolation and forgive your deceased. The third thing is, share stories about the deceased. One of the most helpful things you can do for a grieving person is share a memory of his or her beloved who has passed on, or talk about how that person impacted on your life. The grieving person is thinking about the deceased 100% of the time. And when you share stories about the deceased, the person will feel more connected with the deceased. The fourth thing you could do is offer help and regularly check in. Saying things like, "Is there anything I can do for you?" That's nice. But actually offering specific help is better. Proactively offering specific support. Like a lady may offer another sister who's lost her husband, that, "I made a big pot of soup and I will be in your neighborhood. Can I drop some off for you?" This is giving specific support that you'd like to offer, and that is more helpful. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says that at the time of his father's death, a Bedouin was able to console him in a way no one else was able to do. The Bedouin recited a few couplets, which the last was, "Khayrun min al-Abbas ajruka ba'dahu, wallahu khayrun minka lil-Abbas." Better for you than Abbas is the reward you will receive after him, and Allah is better for Abbas than you. Through these words, the grieving son was reminded that although he was suffering a loss, the gain brought by patience is superior. He was also reminded that his father may have lost the company of his son, but he has gone to meet his creator. What is better for Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, being with his son or being with Allah? May Almighty Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus to all the marhumin and grant beautiful patience to the bereaved.